That's right. You're not having flashbacks.
It's the second half hour. You're welcome, Vero. You are welcome. This is fun. Let's do this.
Some people are
again.
Like, wait a minute, I just listened to those two.
I know, but
we're just going to
keep it coming. Keep it going. So much to share. In fact, we actually have some additional guests in the studio with some breaking news on the things that are happening with Keep Indian River Beautiful. Of course, something near and dear.
Definitely so.
To all of us ladies, because we like to keep things beautiful. We like to upcycle. We, most importantly, like to make sure that people know about these great avenues of ways that they can give back, because this is something that really doesn't cost a darn thing. You just got to, you know, participate.
And have fun with it.
That's right. That's
recycle, upcycle, and bicycle.
Oh!
There you go.
Just keep going.
She's got your new line. This is our new ad for 2016.
We're going to turn carbon into a cycling organization.
It's so good. I really enjoy it. That's good stuff right there. That's Daisy Packer, Executive Director here of Keep Indian River Beautiful. Still currently located in the mall.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. It has not closed.
Right.
That's the greatest thing ever.
Sell.
And Daisy's
it
still
did
here.
Sell.
She didn't
it
go
did
back
sell.
To Tampa. Mm-hmm. She's still here. That's great.
I know.
I haven't run away.
No, don't do that. We like you.
Exactly. We have all sorts of funny things for you to do. And I'll tell you what. Making rafts out of recycled goods and sticking them in the water isn't necessarily what I would do, but we have people that want to. We call it a recycled regatta.
And being Cuban, I can tell you we've done it a lot. So I'm excited.
Faye's got some bad rafting
strategies.
Skills.
Her family used a lot of goods. A lot of goods.
Not that I came that way, but I'm just saying.
Right. She sees that chair. She's like, six people can fit on that. Let's go.
Come on.
Let's do this.
Pedal faster.
Jeez. We don't need sunscreen. We don't need sunscreen. That's right. Our producer is stepping out of the room.
Poor
stepping
thing.
Out scared. Of the
she's
room.
For those that think that was politically incorrect, I'm Cuban. I can say
she
that.
She can get away
I
with
can
this.
Get away with it.
She's part of my posse now.
What would be politically incorrect about that?
I don't know. The fact that they're great at floating. I don't know.
Oh,
that they like rafting.
That
they like rafting to America.
Let's get to your special event. Yes. Come on.
Do tell, Daisy. Do tell.
As we get the hate mail.
Go ahead. Well, it is going to be absolutely phenomenal. Businesses, summer camps, school clubs, it doesn't matter. You can build a boat. All you have to have, you can have a group of any size, and you just have to have kids 12 or older, or people, because the adults want to get on the boats.
For sure.
Adults are 12 or younger.
There's a lot of small adults that come through.
Well, sometimes, you know, it depends on your strategy. If you build a small boat, you want small people on it. If you build a bigger boat, you need the stronger people to paddle.
There you go.
So, they can be very imaginative boats. I've seen.
So you're encouraging creativity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
So now this is a regatta that Curb is putting together, which
on
I think
is great. On
the 4th
of July weekend. How patriotic.
On 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Now, are people actually getting in these boats?
Oh, yeah. They
well,
must.
There's
it's
not
race.
Usually an in, per se. It's usually just an on.
Or
yes.
Are they I was going to say, are these boats that you put in the water and let the wind carry them in the
no.
race? Or do we put people in these boats and we have the Marine Patrol right behind them?
Yes.
With water wings and blow up inner tubes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds like fun. This is
She's
involved.
She's going to see all of her
This is
Fame
some
so
serious
excited.
Boat building skills.
Yeah. I know.
That's great.
It's
well,
a little nerve-wracking.
I mean, I've seen pontoons. I've seen rafts. I've seen a robotics club tried to actually do like a cycle one
Very
and got
that's
the
cool.
bike going and then the chain fell off and they didn't get anywhere. But they tried.
Still counts.
It's got to give the effort.
And we say that they have to start on the boat. Doesn't mean they have to finish the race on the boat.
Right.
So that's part of the fun for everybody else.
Oh, that's fun, all right. That's good
they don't
pictures
usually
right there.
Now,
yes.
Are they judged on creativity? How are the parameters of the event taking place for the people that participate?
We're definitely going to have prizes for the winners of each heat, and we're going to try to base them on age range. So we're not going to have the 12-year-olds competing with the adults because
yeah,
that would be
those 60-year-olds would kick their butt. Like,
I know
some 60 and 70-year-olds who are triathletes. They'll just kill
no
those
kidding.
Kids.
Well, we said 12 because we want to make sure that they can swim well.
Yes.
So that's why the age limit, but that's pretty much the
only
reason.
Where are you staging that? Are you doing that at McWilliams Boat Basin, or where are you doing
that? No, right across the street from Riverview Park, like up right on
Sebastian.
The water there.
Oh,
up in Sebastian.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the 4th of July, we have the annual Freedom Festival up there.
With the Lions Club.
With the Lions Club. Yeah. I just did a great article about them in Your News Weekly, if you missed it. I entitled it, Lions, Kiwanis, and Giving Back, Oh My. It was very clever.
That is.
But they are really a great organization, and they do love their Freedom Festival. Yes. And it's always well attended, hundreds and hundreds of people. So where exactly will you be stationing the regatta there at the boat launch?
On the riverside.
Right,
not at the boat launch, because it's a little too far away from the pier where people can actually view.
Oh, okay.
So people will be able to walk out onto the pier to spectate. And then they'll also be able to go along the shoreline.
And how long is the course, if you will?
It depends on where we put the boat, because we'll have to have like two kayaks on either side to make sure that we have a
cover.
Spot.
Yeah. Right, for them to turn around.
They have to get to that point.
So those details are still a work in progress. But right now we're looking for participants.
Absolutely.
Is that what you're getting at? Because we have a couple of weeks to construct a float.
Mm-hmm.
Floating device.
Yes.
Save all your 2 liter bottles.
Save all your 2 liter bottles.
For sure. Oh, those are very floaty.
Those are very floaty.
That's good.
You know, they got the screw on cap. That's nice and tight.
Exactly right. And if you actually duct tape in between and add hot glue, they'll stay without burning the bottle.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can make a
Or you could put some styrofoam.
You got all the techniques, don't you?
I'm telling you.
Faye and I are going to build a boat. We're going to put styrofoam in between those 2 liter bottles.
Right? And it's going to be decked out with fancy florals.
That's right.
And big bottles of wine.
We'll have a bottle of mass.
And champagne, because champagne has bubbles.
Right, and it's like
champagne.
Jet-propelled. She pops open the cork and bam,
bam.
They cross the finish line like nobody's business. So do tell, though, because aside from the regatta, which people can probably come into the Curb store, get more information. They can go to curb.org and get more information.
We have a new website, by the way.
I saw it. It's so fancy.
Yeah.
But tell us what it is for those that don't know.
The curb.org.
I sit on the board or something.
It's the same website name. We just totally revamped it.
Oh, cool.
So it's a whole new look.
It was stuck in 1983, wasn't
just
it?
Yeah, just a whip it.
But that's okay. It's okay.
We're past that
now. That was
a
good year.
Yeah. Well, I prefer 84, but that's only because...
That's when you were minted.
That's right. This is when
freshly
a star
minted.
Graced
a
the
star
earth.
Was born.
You were born in that year?
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that funny?
I'm so leaving.
You stay right there, little sass.
I know. I feel that way sometimes.
But we have the marketplace coming back, right?
Yes.
Air-conditioned marketplace.
Yes.
That does...
Over the summer,
it says everything.
Place to be.
AC. That is so nice. And what else you got going on there at Curb?
Well, we have the same day of the marketplace, which will start June 13th.
Okay.
And then we have upcycle workshops that were sponsored by a grant from the Indian River Community Foundation.
And those are going to be simultaneous with the workshops?
Yes.
That's every Saturday?
Day, every other Saturday.
Every other Saturday, starting June 13th. From what hours?
Well, the marketplace is 10 to 5, and then the workshops will be 1 to 3.
Oh, great.
Very nice.
All in the AC and really clever stuff out there at the marketplace. I got some great gifts for friends, like the solar panel lights that are on top, and then they have like a one drink, two drink, three drink floor, or like something cheesy like that, you know, and it's like all bright and tropical colors. Like,
you don't
nifty,
say cheesy,
crafty
say vintage.
Stuff. Vintage. It's good stuff, needless to
it's
say.
It's kitsch.
The fun,
kitschy.
The fun
kitschy,
stuff.
Kitschy.
It's kitschy. Is that what we call
it's
that?
Knick knack, paddywhack, gives a dog a bone. It's kitschy.
Oh, I
kitschy.
Like it.
Yeah.
Nothing like a Tuesday night blues day. At Blue Star, starting at 8 o'clock.
So much
fun. That's not kitschy.
The Blues Jam is awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, because all those musicians come from all over the county, and they just sit in with each other. And, I mean, I have live music, you know, in my restaurants for 20 years now.
Oh, for
but
sure.
But the music that we have on Tuesday night, because it's different members of different bands sitting in with each other, which they never get an opportunity to do, it's the best of the best. And the music is by far and away the best music of any other day that we have, simply because you never know what's coming next. They never take a break because it's just, you
ooh,
know,
we
more
love
guys,
no breaks.
More
like
guys and more guys and more guys.
Just keep it
getting up there. I mean, the people that just stop in, like during season, we had guys showing up with saxophone that were on vacation
from
Boston.
Oh, I think the saxophone is so sexy.
Yeah, and guys that, I mean, we've had guys show up with trumpets. We had a guy who actually said, do you have a piano? So we pulled it out of the back room because we usually only have it out when we have jazz night. And it's amazing what they show up with to play. The harmonica players alone,
it's almost
are
like
incredible.
Open mic, but professionals.
It is, yeah.
Right.
That's exactly.
So that's every Tuesday. And then, of course, tonight, starting in just a couple hours, Mick Gabriel.
Yeah,
acoustic.
He's great. You know what? He got his gig because he comes to a lot of the new bands that I'm debuting. People go, I don't know this band. I'm like, well, you better come and see him because they're coming in on Tuesday.
At Blue Star.
Yeah, they're
Bam.
Coming in on Tuesday, and they're sitting in, and I'm so impressed. I'm like, when they get off the stage, I'm like, hey, come and talk to me in the kitchen. Can I possibly book you in here? Because you're amazing. I mean, I am finding so much talent in
of
this community.
You are.
It's great. Yeah.
And it's nice because you won't see them other places, and it's something rare and refreshing.
Plays we got electric slide guitar.
Ooh.
He has this guitar that's totally stainless steel with all these laser cuts. You'd love it, Faye. It's beautiful. But he's going to be up there acoustic, and I got to tell you, this guy can move his fingers like nobody's business.
Well, ladies, ooh, he might be yeah. single.
That could
he
be
has
something.
Some amazing digital tonight.
Well, single chiropractor in there.
Faye, I know you're going to be there.
I'm single, so I can say that.
Oh, right, Faye gets away with all sorts of things yeah. being single, now, don't
you? He's really right. good looking, too. You should come in and meet him. He's a nice guy.
Well, we're still drinking some bubbly. We're still celebrating. And, you know, I want to give a couple quick shout-outs to some great sponsors. For those of you who are looking to relocate your families, maybe not so single.
Can I move them out of my house and into the pool house?
We can move them anywhere you want with White Glove.
I'd start the
delivery.
Awesome.
Bam! That's right. Go. That's right. Did you know that the month of July and August are the two top months throughout the entire nation of ours where people move the most, especially families? So if you're thinking about moving, the kids are out of school, that's right. So if you're thinking about moving, you want to get your free estimate, it's a good time to call White Glove, 866-GLOVE-10. Get that estimate, get it on lock because it's filling up fast.
It's 866-GLOVE-10?
Yeah, who comes up with this?
That's so easy
it's
to remember.
It's 866-GLOVE-10, it's great.
Did you do that?
I did. And Pac Mail.
Of course you did.
Because you used to say this really long
easy,
number, and I was like, I have no
enter.
Idea what that is.
I know. I like things catchy. It's like a marketing thing.
I don't know.
Is that how I pay my bills? Kind of. And Pac Mail, it's the last week of our book drive. So if you have kids' books and you would like to donate those kids' books, your kid has outgrown them, we still have our box there at Pac Mail. And, you know, you can ship something while you're there. That's sort of a nice incentive.
Go check out the
Father's
boxes. They got nice boxes.
They do. We have boxes for sale.
Are you guys still doing that cell phone thingy-dingy or no?
And cell phones for soldiers, that box is always there. And if you're old or outdated cell phones, you can
That'd
bring it
nice
on by.
That'd be nice for Father's Day. I know a lot of soldiers are fathers.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we have, it's the 21st of June, so it's a couple weeks away, but you got to think about if your father is not local and you need to ship something, you want to give some the proper span of time for it to get there affordably.
And if you don't know who he is, you can do the tracking.
There you go. I'm sending him for my paternity test now.
That's perfect.
Oh, I love our new 1 hour. There's more in store, where to go, what to do, and how to give back. Don't go anywhere.
Living is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place, or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving.
Hello, I'm Chris Hudman, formerly of Bugmaster, now co-owner of Compass Pest Control, CompassPests.com. Compass provides a complete range of services, including lawn and landscape, termite prevention, and structural pest control for both residential and commercial clients. Find out why friends and neighbors are choosing a new direction and moving to Compass Pest Control. Call Compass at 772-413-1647 or visit CompassPests.com.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great bureau scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine, in the Village Shops.
pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
Oh, yes. We're in the home stretch. Fear not, folks. If you're still driving, you're still with us. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. I am in the house with all ladies. I kind of like this. It's very empowering.
It's Kitty a girly
Wagner,
show.
A blue star.
It's a girl strong show.
And then we got Faye Dominich.
There you go.
I spelt it out hyphenated. So I wouldn't
third
do
time's
that again.
A charm.
That's right.
You thank got God it. For
then my little Latin sister.
Fun with phonics.
I love fun with phonics. Florals by Faye and our newest co-host. She'll be a welcome addition for our 1 hour long Wine Wednesday coming to you weekly from 5 to 6 on your drive home. And, you know, we want to be able to give some love to all of our sponsors that make this stuff possible. How many of you golf here, huh? How many of you children that want to golf? Your son would be so good at it. Sandridge, Bella Nagy, he is amazing with children. He's amazing with adults.
Bella is a spectacular individual.
He is a great sponsor of our show. He's been with us for a number of years.
Yeah.
And they have summer camps going on for $50.
That's amazing. Great price.
$50 for a whole week's long instruction. You can do it in the morning. You can do older kids in the afternoon.
Snacks.
They have all sorts of stuff to give. Yeah. And you don't even have to bring your own clubs. If you just want to introduce your child to golf, girl or a boy, you know, they have the clubs there and everything. You can get them acclimated. And if it's something that they take a liking to, then you can make the commitment. That's a great way to get them introduced.
That's a really smart way to do it.
Yeah. And of course, if you visit theveroinsider.com, you can link onto the Sandridge homepage and then maybe even download their app. Set up your tea time. I'm just trying to help you. Because 7 a.m. start times is like the thing in the summer. That's when it's nice and cool. People like to get started early. And they're all racing against the clock for that start time. Of course, Vero Beach Magazine, we're looking at this great edition that highlights weddings, it highlights great venues, and they did a wonderful story on Critter Haven. And Kitty and I mentioned a few weeks ago about the tragic fire that took place on May 4th, and this story was obviously written beforehand, but they pay a little homage on how you can donate to help rebuild Critter Haven, where they save exotic animals and rescue them really nationwide. And
yeah,
it's
because
such
Gary,
a touching story.
Who founded Critter Haven?
Gary Brady, 73, so handsome. Look
I
at
know.
That man with his long put, and he can dance.
He is
girls.
One of the best
he can
dancers
dance.
I've ever danced with,
but he has
Gary
a heart of gold.
Has lived everywhere, done everything. He is a treasure trove. If you ever get a chance to talk
oh, and
to
he
him,
loves good wine.
His life is fabulous. He was in Cuba actually before the revolution. Yes, he can tell you all about it. He is a wonderful, wonderful individual. And that fire did take his house. It took his cars. It took his dentures. It took the clothes
awful.
Off
it is awful.
Of his back. And he really needs some help because the animals are okay. Their facilities are all wonderfully built in separate buildings. It's not just one big building, which is really intelligent. But it was his house. He lost everything. The animals are fine. The board says that Critter Haven's going to go forward. But boy, Gary could, if you even see him out in public, I'll tell you, as a good friend of Gary's, just give him a hug because he's
absolutely.
Just not sure.
Come on, let's get
he's like,
to
I don't know what to
so
do
much.
Anymore. And I'm
yeah.
like, Gary, keep going. You're going to be fine.
And, you know, Sandridge is actually hosting several golf scrambles to help benefit Critter Haven in addition.
Yeah.
So if you check out the Sandridge website, you'll be able to participate in that. And again, $60, you get to come play, and all the money goes to Critter Haven, and obviously they need it. But that story, it's a really great story, totally in-depth, on page 138 in the June edition of Vero Beach Magazine, available for sale at Pac Mail Beachside, in case you don't subscribe, which is silly, because it's like $35 for 2 years.
It's an amazing magazine.
It is huge deal. Absolutely gorgeous, and it really does tell you everything in the community.
What's happening.
There are a lot of magazines out there that say Indian River or Vero Beach and things of that, but this one really covers
the first,
our community.
The only Vero
the
Beach magazine.
Magazine.
It covers
absolutely.
What's going on in Vero.
So true.
Which is great.
I like it.
And
I
that
like
cover is spectacular.
I know. This is really attractive.
So
and
beautiful.
I haven't even gotten through the whole thing yet. I'm making my notes, but it is a publication worth reading every time. And they do a great job on highlighting various nonprofits. Like, for example, Keep Indian River Beautiful, who is going to have a nice shout out in the July edition.
Yes, written by Ann Taylor. So excited.
Oh, that's wonderful. That'd
be awesome. Yes.
I love Ann. I got
amazing.
To sit with her at the Vero Beach Magazine Christmas party. She's a hoot.
Yeah.
Just saying.
She is. She's fun.
So tell us, because you have the marketplace coming up, and at this particular point, that's June 13th, which is just a Saturday or two away, and we're looking for more vendors.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're getting a lot of vendors signed up already, but we still have time to put more on the floor. And
what kind of vendors are you looking for, Daisy?
We are looking for anyone who's promoting organic, green, upcycle, recycle, unique, inherently Vero Beach type of vendors.
Very true. And how much is the table, or how can they get in touch with you? All that good stuff.
Well, we have the 10 by 10 space, and the tables are provided by the mall, so they don't have to worry about carting it along
nice.
With them.
Okay, and, that's a treat.
Yeah, and so that'll be the $35 for the space, so it's pretty much a steal.
How reasonable is this?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah, you gotta do that. Yeah.
That's lunch.
Exactly.
And, you know, and then you can make some money instead. That's
lunch
a great
four,
idea. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so vendors that want to get involved, $35, the table's included. Mm-hmm. They call and reserve?
Yep, they can call us at 772-226-7738.
And all that information is, of course, on your brand new website.
Absolutely.
Curb.org.
Yes.
Very nice. KIRB. It's an acronym for those of you who are wondering. I was teaching that to my child last night. Mom, what does it mean when all this? It's an acronym, my sweet. So keep Indian River Beautiful curb.org. There you go. That's
there
how
you
we
go,
do
Charlie.
It. Right?
That's what an acronym is.
Just teaching on your drive
those
home.
Those are one of the good acronyms.
Yeah. I know. Because there's some that aren't so good. That's right, Faye. Now, of course, my newest co-host, Miss Faye, tell us a little bit about how we can, because again, love is in the air. It's wedding season.
You would hope so.
We want our brides, our potential brides, we want them to know about you, your services. Tell us what websites again. Tell us how they can get in touch with you, have a consultation.
Definitely so. Again, we'll do as much or as little as any client needs. It doesn't have to be social. It could be corporate. It could be an event, a private home dinner. Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Best way you can reach us is the office, 772-257-7272. The websites are www.TEFINTL, which is the acronym for the event firm international.
Nice.
.com. And then the other one spelled out to make it easier is www.floralsbyfay.com. And again, there.
Faye is F-E for those of you curious.
Exactly. Like Santa Fe.
Mm. Oh, you make it sound so sexy.
Oh, there you go.
I like it.
But the Florals by Faye website is for more of my social clients, those that want to get married, have more of the wedding pictures on there. Some, you know, you can see the quality of the stuff that we do. And the Event Firm International is a spectrum of everything that we do, from soup to nuts. We're easy to reach, no budget's too small, and definitely no budget's too large. So,
how accommodating she is.
Oh, so
well.
Equal budget employer.
Well, I'm hoping that I might have just a little bride for you to work on. Wouldn't that be fun? And of course, Blue Star this weekend, we've got Dave and the Waves.
They are awesome.
9 o'clock on Friday,
yes.
And followed by the Jacks on Saturday, 9 o'clock. Of course, you got to come a little bit early, get a table, have some dinner. The most delicious mussels, I can assure you of that. Those things are so delicious.
Yeah, I'm glad you like those.
I love everything you cook.
You love the escargot,
too. I love your soup. Oh, I'm addicted to your escargot, but I love your soup.
Did
it's
you,
always
by chance, get that corn chowder that I made over the weekend?
I didn't.
Potatoes, tomatoes, leeks, shiitakes, corn.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
No.
I put a picture on Facebook because all of my male staff and Bruce, of course, I looked that up
Bruce.
And all three of them had a bowl of soup and they were going face down in it. I'm like, well, if that staff likes it, you know, everyone else is going to probably think
that's
it's okay.
That's how you hand sell. You enjoy it, you love it, and you promote it. Much like I do on this show. That's right. I hand sell all of my sponsors and, of course, my amazing guests and my co-hosts because we believe in what we do. We believe that we love coming to you weekly with an amazing broadcast. We're excited to be able to come to you now for a full hour. We hope that you will support our sponsors like Sandridge, Foxy Nails, White Glove Moving, Pac-Mail Beachside, and Vero Beach Magazine. Of course, Florals by Faye and Blue Star. In addition, I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. I really love what I do. And when you support my sponsors, that means I get to talk to you weekly and drink wine on air. My life doesn't
there
suck.
You go.
It's not a bad thing.
It's really good. So visit theveroinsider.com. You can live link to the tabs of all of our amazing sponsors, find out more about our amazing co-hosts, and see our pictures because we're very adorable. Just saying. Until next Wine Wednesday.
Mine's almost fresh.
Cheers.
In a dark.